There was a casualty, a young Marine by the name of Kevin O'Connell from Williamsville, New York, and he was killed on June 29, 1967. You know, he had sent a letter home in the form of a poem. Mm-hmm. It was so moving that his parents, 9 days before he was killed, mm-hmm. it was published in the Courier Express. And I'd like to read that to you, because if you listen to the words, it really, really sums up an awful lot about that time and, you know, and of course, being in Vietnam. "Well, folks, I'm here for I don't know how long, so I might as well be merry and sing a song, though a lot of guys are very sad. To be in this place means leaving those so near and also the ones you love so dear. Sure, a lot of us left families, loved ones, and friends to come to a place where it seems trouble never ends. With everyone's help, this country will grow to be prosperous, wealthy, and wise, and able to fight an enemy in any disguise. We'll all pitch in to do our part to help them be strong at heart. A lot have died in this far-off land to build for these people something grand, something they have never known before, freedom from oppression and something more, freedom to do just what they please, an opportunity in their long history of pain and hurt to do something on their own without being grounded into dirt. Freedom like this they have never known, so freedom like this must be shown. This is our mission, Mom, Dad, and all who read. So those opposed must take heed, because we are here to do just this. Let those opposed hear our hiss. We are ready to aid whenever needed and defy our demands to go unheeded. So folks, as you can see, I may be here for eternity, but I know that as long as I stay, no other country will come into play. Tell everyone I said hi. Let not a one breathe a sigh. Though I have come to this far-off land, life is what you make it, and mine is grand."